This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, today unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of the NDA leaders at Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time after 6 decades. Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Shinde Group Leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. The partners of INDIE bloc today met in New Delhi to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. During the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the alliance welcomes all parties which shares its fundamental commitment to the values enshrined in the preamble to our constitution. Talking to media after the INDIA bloc meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said alliance partners discussed on the current political situation in the country. President Draupadi Murmu has dissolved 17th Lok Sabha today. The Union Cabinet in its meeting held this afternoon advised the President to dissolve the 17th Lok Sabha with immediate effect. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the President at the Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with the Union Council of Ministers. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rouse Avenue Court dismissed Kejriwal's plea seeking interim bail for 7 days on medical grounds. The court directed the Tihar Jail authorities to take care of Kejriwal's medical needs during his judicial custody. His regular bail plea is scheduled for a hearing on the 7th of June. In Odisha, the BJP has registered a resounding victory in the just-concluded state assembly elections, ending more than 24 years' tenure of Naveen Patnaik-led BJD government in the state. After the defeat of the BJD in the polls, Mr. Naveen Patnaik today tendered his resignation to Governor Raghuvar Das at the Raj Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. In Andhra Pradesh, Governor S. Abdul Nazir has dissolved the 15th State Legislative Assembly today. The Governor has asked to Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy to continue as caretaker Chief Minister till the new government is formed. NDA secured a historic mandate, winning 164 of the 175 Assembly and 21 of the 25 Parliament seats. The total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24. According to the third advance estimates of major agricultural crops released by Agriculture Ministry, the total rice production is estimated at 1,367 lakh tons. The production of wheat is estimated at over 1,129 lakh tons, which is higher by over 23 lakh tons from previous year's wheat production. In ICC T20 World Cup, group stage match between India, in the group stage match, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. Put into bat first, Ireland posted a target of 97 runs in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.